Bezras Hashem, the halacha topic from Daf Chaf Aleph is two applications of the sugya of Pasei Baros on our Daf, Erevin Chaf Aleph, to Hilchos Sukkah. The Sefer Pnine Halacha does a fantastic job in showing that even though our sugya in Erevin, Halacha Lamaisa, is cut and dry, that we don't use Pasei Baros Bizman Hazeh, from our sugya, there was a possibility to apply Pasei Baros to other instances aside from the Be'er of the Ole Regalim, and that has implications, Halacha Lamaisa, not in Hilchos Erevin, but in Hilchos Sukkah, as we will explain. First, let's go to the Gemara. Our daf began with Rabbi Yitzchak on the bottom of Chaf Amud Beis telling us that Pasei Baros only works for Ole Regel alone. We gave a couple of explanations in introducing the daf for why that is so. The best explanation is one that emerges from Tosas on Yud Zayin Amud Beis, that really Pasei Baros does work min haTorah. However, since it's wide open, Chazal generally refrained from using such a mechanic. This emerges according to the Chazon Ish, as we emphasized. And therefore, they only allowed it, particularly when it came to the Ole Regalim. This is how the Rif paskins. The Rif writes on our Gemara, this heter of Pasei Baros only works for Ole Regalim. The Rambam also codifies it this way. The Rambam also adds, only if there's a be'er in the middle to be able to give people to drink, particularly when they're ole regel. Our Gemara does allude to the possibility that Pasei Baros would be used in other instances as well. For example, the Gemara tells us that they thought to allow it for Talmidim that were going to travel to Yeshiva. And in those days, was a long trek to Yeshiva. Supposedly in the Cutler family, they still have the shoes, if I'm not mistaken, of Rav Shach, that Rav Shach trekked across Lithuania to be able to go to Yeshiva. Nowadays, we're a little bit spoiled. Boys get on, and myself, get on a plane, and we're back and forth from the States and Israel in a few hours. Once upon a time, it was sometimes even pikuach nefesh to go visit your Rebbe. In fact, my grandfather's uncle, I think, was killed on being Ola Regel to the Ger Rebbe by lightning. There's a collector's item. So being Ola Regel once upon a time was not a simple thing. Today our challenge is you can't park close to the old city. That's as far as our challenges Baruch Hashem go. And Be'ezer Hashem, we should come closer and closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu being Ola Regel. But there were other examples of being Ola Lidvar Mitzvah, that originally there was a discussion about Talmidim using it. At the end of the day, the Gemara said that in Chutz La'aretz there weren't many Talmidim traveling, and therefore Chazal never felt the need to use the heter of Pasei Baros outside of that context. At the end of the day, even though Rashi spells out specifically that they would have used Pasei Baros, we mentioned the Psak of the Rif and the Rambam. The Rashi is found in Dibra Maschil de Lo Shchichi. There is another place that this is discussed, and that is in the context of Hilchos Sukkah. Could a person make four corners with an Amma on each side of wall and create a gestalt square or rectangle and then say, put Schach on top, and say that it's going to work as a mechitza? Remember that we've already argued that according to Tosos, if you have on the corners, Tosos argues that min haTorah, it would be considered valid mechitzas. So here we have a split in the psak of the Rif. On Dav Zayin Amud Beis, the Gemara entertains that it will be kosher for Sukkah, and the Rif paskins that way. The Ran challenges the Rif, and the Ran says, but at the end of the day, we paskin, and the Rif himself paskin this way, that we don't follow it for Shabbos except for Ole Regalim. So, if it doesn't work for Shabbos, why does it work for Sukkah? The answer, it seems, is that Rif understood, like our Rashi insinuated, and that is, if that there would be a Tzorech Mitzvah, so then in such a case, it would be permissible to use Pasei Baros. And we would revert back to the original Din Torah that it has a status of mechitza. Now, we paskin like this Rif halfway, because the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is like the Rif, But there is an important caveat which limits the use in practical terms of Pasei Beros for Sukkah. In Simin Tov Reish Lamed, Siv Zayin, the Mechaber writes, Sige Chalgabe Be'er Shiesh Lo Pasin, and they explain that that means the corners of an Amma in each direction, Hareze Sukkah K'sher Lo'oso Shabbos Shebesel Chachag Bilvad. Mitoch Shelechin Ze U'Pasin Elu Mechitzas Le'inyin Shabbos, Nachshavosam, Mechitzos l'inyan sukkah. If you make these mechitzos around a be'er, since it works for Shabbos, so too it'll work l'inyan sukkah. Now this lashon fits perfectly with the psak of the Rambam in both Erevin and in sukkah. In Hilchos Erevin, we don't have in the Shulchan Aruch the heter of Pasei Beros, and the reason for that is because, unfortunately, we're not Ola Regel. The Rambam paskins, as well as the Rif, that Pasei Beros is acceptable for Sukkah. However, he adds a condition. He says it has to be around a well. In other words, Pasei Beros is going to be mutter, not stam litzorech any mitzvah, only if it's litzorech mayim. And once it's kosher for a mitzvah around mayim, it'll be kosher for mechitzas, and therefore, kosher for a sukkah also. But for the Rambam, as he adds, which the Rif does not have, the be'er is going to be critical in creating the heter. So therefore, if we had gone simply with the Rif, then it could very well be that in certain instances we would be able to use the heter of Pasei Beros today. However, in Shulchan Aruch, we do not paskin this way. In Shulchan Aruch, the heter of Pasei Beros is only around a be'er. So the only instance is someone who's making a sukkah around a water hole. The second issue that emerges in Hilchos Sukkah from our daf is the issue of a sukkah that could be easily robbed and does not prevent the access of the public thoroughfare through the sukkah. Again, I am indebted to the Pnine Halacha for a Tshuvas Harama. The Shaus of Tshuvas Harama in Simin Chof Tes describes that there was a Chacham in Krakow who wanted to prohibit a sukkah that had easy access to public thoroughfare where people passed by and could easily steal from the sukkah. At the end of the day, he pointed out that the Ma'aril writes that a sukkah, if it's b'mokom sakonas listim v'ganovim, then it's going to be a problem because it's no longer teishvu kein taduru. He pointed out that a sukkah that the people are passing by and there are open slits and they could easily, any ganav could easily just as he's walking by, just pickpocket, but not from the pocket, but just swipe at a sitting on the table, in such a case, is no longer teishvu kein taduru. The Ramah rejects it, and the Ramah brings a basic raya from Pasei Beros. The Ramah says, if Pasei Beros is kosher for Sukkah, at kedei kach that we saw in Simit Tov Reish Lamed, that it's kosher, except it's the only time it will be kosher if it's built around a be'er, then certainly a Sukkah that is close to public thoroughfare and has open areas, and someone could swipe and steal something from it, then it's going to be still acceptable when it comes to Hilchos Sukkah. And Teishu Kein Taduru doesn't require that it be as closed from robbers as your house would be, or even closed from someone who's not going to pull a mugging, but someone who will just simply easily be able to swipe something from the sukkah. Nevertheless, the sukkah will be kosher. Aye, the words of the Ma'aril, that the Ma'aril had said that you're not allowed to build in a place b'mokom sakonas listen ganavim. So listen to the words of the Ramah in Simin Tov Reish Mem. Every word of the Ramah, of the holy Ramah, is meduyuk. He writes, im asa mitchila b'mokom shemitzdar b'achilo b'shtio b'sheina. Sometimes people are not aware of this. If it's an area that will be definitively uncomfortable, so then in such a case, it's a problem. Then it's no longer teishu k'en kaduru. And if you're going to be mitzdar, either in your eating, drinking, or sleeping, then it's not a valid sukkah. Oshi efshalasas lo echamem basukkah machmas de misyore milistim o ganovim kishuhu basukkah. Or if he makes in a way that he'll be afraid of
robbers when he's in the sukkah. Eina yotze b'osa sukkah klal. Now the words there are more meduyik. It's not that you're afraid that something's going to be swiped. You're afraid yourself, you yourself are afraid to be in that sukkah, or you're not relaxed to be in the sukkah, then in such a case, then that would be a problem. However, the fact that someone could swipe something, so Rabosai, Nechasim come and they go, we just got through Pesach, Lel Shimurim, claims the Ramah, that's not going to, by definition, make the sukkah no longer teishu kein tadiru. If it's a place where a person's going to be scared to sleep out there because of his life, or that he's going to be attacked, like it was in certain places in New York City, so then in such a case, then that would be a problem in regards to teishu kein tadiru. But the possibility that something would be stolen, the Ma'aril never would have said that. And the Raya is our sugya of Pasei Beros. So we conclude with two halachas in Hilchos Sukkah that emerge from our sugya. Number one is we almost got to the heter of using Pasei Beros for a sukkah. According to the Rif, there might be instances today that one would. However, the Shulchan Aruch passing like the Rambam, and the only instance would be in the case of a sukkah that is being made around a water hole, like Pasei Beros originally was instituted. It seems that according to the Rambam, a regular tzorech mitzvah would not be enough. According to Rambam, it seems that these mechitzos are only significant mechitzos when they are around a water hole. Doesn't seem to be the opinion of Tosfos on Yudzayin Amud Beis, but that seems to be the opinion of the Rambam. As well as the other halacha that we learned is the fascinating discussion of what makes a sukkah no longer teishu kein tadiru. If someone could easily swipe something from the sukkah, does it make it possible? And the Ramah proves from Pasei Beros that it does not. This Bezer Hashem concludes two halachic applications from Daf Chof Aleph.